Continuing in Siman Taf Kuf Pebet, in the two, we are in the middle of the Siman, on page Shin Kaf Zain, on the fifth line from the top. Amud Shin Kaf Zain. We learned last time, Zochrenu Lechaim Melech Hafetz B'chaim, all the Cheshbonot, why it has 11 words, why it has 68 letters, and the tool spoke about everything is bidikduk, the number of the letters, the number of the words in Zochenu Lechaim. Now we continue, there's still another point about Zochenu Lechaim. Beharav Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg. Who's Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg? It's the Rebbe of the Rosh, who is the father of the tool. So Maharam Rotenberg haya omer lechaim bishva velo lechaim bepatach. There were some at that time that would say zochrenu lechaim. Some people even today, without paying attention, they have this tendency that the shva, if they're not careful, it comes out like a patach. I've heard this. So zochrenu lechaim, you have to be careful to be medayek. Zochenu lechaim. Zochenu lechaim. Not lechaim, kamuvan, but zochenu lechaim. You have to say the shva. And Rabbi Meir Mirotenberg was very careful with that. Why? Lama? Ki lechaim, because if you will say it with patach under the lamed, mashma lechaim, it can sound as no life, chas v'shalom. Kedeita benedarim, this is actually a practical halacha in Ilchot Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim Yud Aleph says, if you say Yehe Lachulin, now you meant Lachulin for Chulin. It should be Chulin. It shouldn't be Kodesh. But the Gemara says it's like you said Lachulin, not Chulin. You know, in Aramaic, how do you translate the word lo in Hebrew? La. Right? Some people, they read it lo, also in Aramaic. No, it's la. So, like we say in Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre. La Nindre. Zeu. La Nindar. La Nitzar. Not lo Nindar. So, la, Lamed Aleph, means no. So, if you say la Chulin, it's like, it's no Chulin. So if you say lachayim, chas v'shalom, it sounds like zochenu, not for life, chas v'shalom. Velo, and another point, and we'll come back to what we just said, that I need to clarify something. Velo haya omer lechayim tovim, ela lechayim, ad levasof behoda'a shehaya omer uchtov lechayim tovim. Also, we say at the end, uchtov lechayim tovim kol b'nei v'ritecha, for good life. Why don't we say in Zochenu? Zochenu lechaim tovim. Why are we saying just lechaim? Zochenu lechaim tovim. He says, no, there is an inyan. In Zochenu lechaim, we only say chaim. Uchtov lechaim, we already start saying uchtov lechaim tovim. Why? Ki ha-mevakesh tzarich levakesh techila davar mu'at, ve'achar kach mosif ve'holech. You know why? It's derech eretz. Derech eretz is when you come, you knock on the door, and you ask for something, you don't ask for a lot in one shot. You ask for something small. Maybe you have in mind after that to ask again, little by little, then you ask a little bit more. But in the beginning, it's an inyan of being polite. It's an inyan of derech eretz. Also, another reason, because if you say zochrenu lechaim tovim, you're going to ruin the whole cheshbon of the number of the letters, of the words, and that's very important to keep intact. But the main reason here is ki tzarich levakesh techila davar mu'at, ve'achar kach mosif ve'olech. And he brings an example, kemo shematzinu be'David. David HaMelech, if you want to see examples of someone who is begging Hashem, where do you look? You look in Sefer Tehilim. In Sefer Tehilim, techila amar, in Mizmor Yutet, what does he say? Shegi'ot mi'avin, ministarot nakeni, please Hashem. Shegi'ot, all the mistakes that I make, mi'avin, who is perfect to know not to make mistakes? That's what it means, shegiot mi'avin. What is shegiot mi'avin? If you translate it, mistakes, who understands? What are you saying? Shegiot mi'avin, mi'avin lo lishgot, lo la'asot shegiot. Ze hakavana. Every human being is going to do shegiot. ministarot nakeni, things that ne'elam me'enai, things that are nistar, that are hidden from me, nakeni, please clean me. So in other words, what is he asking for kapara? Only for shogeg. He's not asking for mezid. Aval ve'achakach bikesh al hazedonot. But then he builds up to it. Gam mizedim chasoch avdecha alim sheluvi azetam. Gam mizedim. After he said shegiot, now he's asking for gam mizedim chasoch avdecha. Ve'achakach alim sheluvi, so that they should not be moshel on me. No avera should have any kind of a domination on me. Az etam. Then I become clean. Milashon tamim. Milashon perfection. Az etam. Pirush ha'averot ha'chazakot. Gam izedim, I'm asking now that you should also clear me from the averot ha'chazakot. Umevi mashal leze. And the Maharam Merotenberg would also, besides bringing an example from David HaMelech, he brought a mashal. It's a mashal that's written in the Midrash. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Kutiyim halalu yodim levakesh al haptachim. The Kutiyim of old, they knew how to knock on the doors and to beg for, you know, for food. They knew, they had a certain style. What was their style? Techila omer li ten li me'at mayim. He comes in, he says, can you give me a cup of water? Ah, a cup of water, ma baya, it's not a problem. We have the sink, we go to get you a cup of water. Ve'notnim lo. Then he knocks on the door. Tenuri batzal echad. Maybe you can give me an onion. Just the onion. Ah, onion. Yeah, sure, onion. I have in the basket a few onions. We'll give you an onion. And then Omer, then he stands there and he looks at you and he says, batzal bela pita nasiv liba. He says, onion without bread. Is it going to be mesevet talev? Is it going to make me satisfied? No, ze lo lech kacha. So he says, give me bread. Ah, bread. Okay, bread. And that's how they would ask, little by little. Kach ha-tzadikim yodim leratzot boram. So to the tzadikim, they know how to appease the borei olam. You know, the tzadikim, they are the ones that are closer with the borei olam. We think that the closer you are to someone, the more chutzpah you can have. Right? Usually that's how it goes. That when you're closer to someone, so the politeness begins to fall off. When are you polite? You're polite to someone you're not so close to. The tzaddikim, they're the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's different. The closer you are, usvivav nis'ara me'od. The closer you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more yir'ah you have, the more derech eretz you have, the more anava, the more hachna'ah. The more a person is close to Hashem, the more he's humble before Him. So the tzaddikim yodim leratzot boram sheneemar, beautiful pasuk in Mishle, sifte tzaddik yedeun ratzon. Hamilim shel tzaddik, sifte tzaddik, hem yodim ech leratzot. They know how to take, to bring the ratzon of Hashem to their side.
The reason because Avraham Avinu was obvious reason because they understand the greatness.
Exactly.
האנשים פשוטים לא מבינים. אם הם היו, זה לא כמו שמלך, השר נותן לו יותר כבוד בגלל שהוא מבין. גם אדם פשוט יש את זה.
Right.
שהוא פה מבין שזה מלך.
Exactly.
אז הפשוטים פה לא מבינים בכלל מה זה הקדוש ברוך הוא, לכן אין להם את זה.
And that's why the tzaddikim who do have the Havana, the closer they are, the more they have that yirah, and therefore we have to learn from them, from the tzaddikim, because they know more than us, so we should follow their way. We should follow how they do it. Sifte tzadik yedu ratzon, az adam yagid tov, ani lo tzadik, ani lo tzach ledaber, I don't have to talk that way. No, we learn from the tzadikim how to approach the borei olam. And then the tour says what I told you, v'gam lefi cheshbon atevot shekatavti sheyesh ba en leomro. Also, another reason why you shouldn't say lechayim tovim, why? Because of you're going to ruin the number. So now we understand. In the beginning, when we stand in the Amidah, we start. We say Zochenu lechayim. Ani rak mevakesh chayim. Micham ocha avarachaman. Zochenu lechayim. Then, by the end, towards the end of the Amidah, we already build up a little bit more closeness. So now we can say Uchtov lechayim tovim kol bnei berit. Now we add the word tovim. Towards the end, Hashem anachnu megalgelim akol. So we came in from a way of politeness. Okay? So, what's
that?
Ayom?
Yesterday. So, he's actually the right Hebrew, the right grammar is to say lama.
That would be more correct, you're saying.
That would be correct language.
Lama, lama. Because lachaim ze kmo lehachaim. Ze bimkom he haidia. When you, many times a word is shortened, instead of saying behashamayim, omrim bashamayim. So the ba under the bet is instead of the he haidia. So when you ask for life, you're asking stam for life. No, you're asking for the life. You're asking for a life that is a life that is correct, a life that's before you. So he's right. We should say zochrenu lachaim. Remember us instead of lehachaim. So we would say lachaim. Lachaim is lehachaim, for the life. Remember, for the life. We don't want just any life. There are many people roaming around the world. We don't want that type of life. We want the life that's ratzui lefanecha. So that's the chidush. The chidush is that even though al-pidigduk, we should say it, but we have, and by the way, I think that the Bach is going to say something similar to what you said. If you take a look at the Bach on the left-hand side, v'haram merotemberg haya omer lechaim. So the Bach brings from Harav Rabbeinu Avraham Miprag. I think that's the grandfather of the Maharal Miprag. הרב רבנו אברהם מפרק תמה על זה ואמר שהרי בישעיה כתיב לחיים בירושלים בפתח. We say this פסוק sometimes in certain places. יכתב לחיים בירושלים. So in the פסוק it says לחיים. So why should we be different than the פסוק? We know that normally we go according to the way the פסוקים write. And in addition to it, like he said, על פי הדקדוק it should be. So he says the answer is like this: Umeharshal katav ki maharam azil leta'me. The Maharam Rotenberg is going according to something he said before. De kol hecha deika lemite la samchinan akra. That any time there is a possibility you're going to make a mistake, we don't. Even though the pasuk says like that, okay, the pasuk. But when we are praying, we don't want any mistakes. So therefore we say lechaim. Maybe someone, if we say lachaim, is going to say lachaim, ata lo rotze chaim. So we don't want any kind of mistake. Ukemo shekatav gabe berkat hamazon b'inyan nodeh lecha kedilel siman kupezayin. There is such an issue also in regards to berkat hamazon. So now that's the tirutz of the Meharshal. Umiu eno mityashev. However, the Bach says it's still not satisfying. Lama ikpid kan yoter מעל מה שאנו אומרים בכל יום בהשכיבנו, והעמידנו מלכנו לחיים, ושמוצאתנו ובואנו לחיים טובים ולשלום. Meaning, there are many times that we pray for חיים. Every day we do. ושמוצאתנו לחיים טובים ולשלום. Or what else did he bring? In the beginning. והעמידנו מלכנו לחיים. We don't see מהרם מרוטנברג saying over there, be careful, don't say לחיים, say לחיים. Why over there? Why דווקא over here, by זוכרנו לחיים, which is, it's not even a statement that's brought in the Gemara. This is an addition from the time of the Geonim. Why all of a sudden is Makpid on this? So it's a good question. Ela yir'eh ha'ikar shelo ikpid ela berosh shana v'yom ha'kippurim. Says the main time that we're really careful about this, meaning that we need to be worried, is about Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, she'anu tluim v'din, v'asatan mekatrik. The problem is here, we're dealing on the day of Yom Adin with the Satan as well. And he's looking for any kind of excuse to bring chas v'shalom problems. The Satan is going to come say, if we say lachaim, you see, you heard that guy? Piv hichshilo she'omer lachaim v'patach demashmaon lachaim u'brit kruta l'asfataim lifsok alav adin l'mavet lo lechaim al pi ma'asav ve'en nikanes imo lifnim mishurat adin al pi achesed v'arachamim. Look at the whole drasha the Satan has. אז טוב, אתה אומר כמה, בשאלה שלך אתה סומך על כמה מונחים כאן. Number one, אתה אומר השטן הוא כמו המלאכים, שהוא גם לא מבין. שנית, you're saying it because it's Aramaic, right? לחיים, I understand. But the truth is, it's so close to Hebrew, it's even if you just know Hebrew, even if you just know Hebrew, it could also sound like that, because I know it's an Aramaic, you say la instead of lo. Aval, the writing of the word la medalev, is the same word as in Hebrew. You know, and some people can even who speak Hebrew might say la as lo. You understand? But the real answer, what I think the real answer to your question is, even if the malachim do not understand, right? There's Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh famously, because you might ask a question, people ask when they hear this ma'amar that the malachim don't know, and it's a, the Gemara says there's, it's a famous statement. That's why that's why we have to sometimes, for example, Kaddish. That's why we say Kaddish in Aramaic, and so, and that's why also there are certain areas that we cannot say Betzibur in Aramaic because the malachim are not going to understand. Rabbi Vadia says Halachman. Yeah, that's also why we say in Aramaic because Akadosh Baruch Hu Bichvodo Vatzmo comes to hear. So therefore, we don't care that the malachim don't understand. But the question is, malachim don't understand. A malach doesn't understand. A malach, we haven't, we cannot imagine what the malach knows. How is it possible to know, to, or to say, that the malach doesn't understand? You know what the Zohar HaKadosh says? The Zohar says, this that we say, that the malachim do not understand, it doesn't mean they don't understand. It means lo echpat lehu. The only language they care about is the Lashon HaKodesh. Aramit lo nizkakim elav katu bazoar. Hem lo nizkakim.
Sorry for interrupting. All the presidents, everyone in one room at the same time. How are you? How are you doing, Kvod Rav? How's everything? Kol seder?
What's the kavod?
The shul's beautiful. I
was explaining that dafka in the mehadin, where we're worried that the Satan... Oh, yeah, you asked the question about Aramit. So that's really what we were dealing with. So coming back to the Inyan, we don't want to take any chance on the day of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim that the Satan is going to say...
I'm sorry.
Ken.
L'chaim
ממש. לא סתם. זוכנו לחיים, אין לחפץ בחיים. וזה סיפור... הוא אומר את זה אמנם בככה, אבל... יש הרבה רגש.
זה צורה, זה עוד דרך לדחוק את זה. It's not so
psychological. I know. שם יעזור. So בקיצור, that's what he's saying here. The Satan is going to take any excuse to say, Hashem, I see that you're planning on going lifni mishurat hadin with this person, right? What's the reason to go with him lifni mishurat hadin? Go with him according to his ma'asim, because look what he said himself. He said zochenu lachaim. He doesn't care so much about life. By the way, we could learn a musar haskel from this also. I think it's not just the inyan of dikduk. There's a musar haskel over here. We come to Hashem, we ask on Rosh Hashanah for life, zochenu lachaim. Hashem wants to see that we care about the life. In other words, this, if just like over here, we're even careful not to say a language that may sound like we're not caring about life, that lachaim. So Hashem wants to see, you want life? Okay, let me see. Do you care about life? Do you take good care of your health? Are you careful with all safety? This is very important. This is very important because Hashem says if a person chas v'shalom is reckless with his life, let's say he drives in a way that's not safe. What does it mean, zochenu lechaim? What kind of zochenu lechaim? You are not zochenu lechaim. The person himself has to first show that he cares for what he's asking for. That's one of the pirushim. An karov Hashem lechol koreav lechol asher yikra'u be'emet. Ech anachnu koreim be'emet. How do we call out to Hashem in truth? I really want what I'm asking. It's not just stam. You know, how many times do we ask for Torah? Ve'ha'er enenu betoratecha. Okay. And then immediately after the prayer, you run and you don't give 10, 15, 1 hour, 2 hours to learning Torah. So what do you mean? You're not really interested. That's not karov Hashem lechol koreav lechol asher yikra'u ve'emet. So there is a musar here that even we're so careful about asking for life that even the lashon, even any kind of mistake, we don't want any ideas. We mean business. We're asking Hashem, please, zochenu lechaim ema'anach Elohim chaim. Okay, let's continue a little bit more. Let's continue in the two. Look in the two. V'gam, we're three lines from the bottom. V'gam lefi cheshbon atevot shekatavti sheyesh ba enomo. We read that. Mi chamocha. Now we come to the second edition. Mi chamocha yesh bo shmone tevot. Has eight words. Ad v'ne'eman atat. Till the words v'ne'eman atat l'achayet metim. Keneged v'yizkor ki basar hema. Once again, a pasuk in Teilim Ayin Chet. In Teilim Ayin Chet, Vayizkor ki basar hema. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered, after all, they're only human beings, and therefore He forgave them. And that's one of the main themes of Rosh Hashanah. Ki hu yada yitzrenu, zachur ki afar anachnu. So therefore, eight words corresponding to the pasuk. It's a very interesting thing that we say tefillot, Chazak uvaruch, v'otom izmor, זה מדבר על דור המבול, וגם אחר כך עובר לדור מצרים. But it's interesting that the reason why Micha Mocha has eight words, because this pasuk has eight words. I understand the connection, זכור כי בשר המה יש עניין, it's connection to Rosh Hashanah. But that's why we say eight words, because this pasuk has eight words. You see from here that it's very important that the tefillot should always be connected with Mikra'e Kodesh. Should always be connected with the psukim and the Tanakh. And if we connect them to the psukim that have to do with the musagim that we are praying for, even if it's just a connection by number. Not one word in Micha Mocha says, Zechor ki basar hema. It doesn't say, Micha Mocha ava rachaman. No, ani toi. Micha Mocha ava rachaman zocher yetzurav verachamim lechaim. No, so the, it's not just the number, the inyan of the words is also close. Zachar ki vayizkor ki basar hema. So vayizkor ki basar hema, micha mocha av rachaman zocher yetzurav, he remembers yetzurav. But even just the connection in number is a connection to the pasuk that we need. Then we add on Rosh Hashanah, uvchen ten pachdecha. There are a few paragraphs, three paragraphs that begin with the word uvchen. The first one, uvchen ten pachdecha. Al kol ma'asecha ve'ematecha al kol ma shebarata yesh bo memdalet tevot. Look how careful we have to be not to miss one word in the tefillah, because it has a number, and also not to add. It has 44 words. Yesh bo memdalet tevot vechen yesh bemeloch ad bakol mashala. Also in the paragraph of meloch al kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha v'inase al kol ha'aretz bikarach v'ofal bahadar geonuzach. So from the word meloch until mashala, keneged memdalet tevot, sheyesh min ko amar Hashem tzevaot ad asher yavo ami lehalot panai. Also, there's a reason for the 44 letters in these two paragraphs in the Amidah. In the paragraph of Uvchen Ten Pachdecha, and in the paragraph of Meloch Al Kol HaOlam Kulo, they both have 44 words. Keneged this pasuk in Zechariah, which is talking about also the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Now, why do we use the word Uvchen? V'tiknu lomar Uvchen leshon hamikra Uvchen avo el haMelech. This is connecting to Megillat Esther, where Esther HaMalka said to Mordechai HaYehudi, when he pressured her to go, to ask, you know, in the beginning she didn't want to go. But then she said, okay, Uvchen, avo el haMelech, asher lo kedin, right? And please pray for me, v'tzumo alai shlosha yamim, laila v'yom. Why are we, what's the hint in the word Uvchen? You know, it's very hard to translate the word Uvchen. Uvchen, ten pachdecha. Im haya matchil et ha'tfila, ten pachdecha al kol ha'amim, we wouldn't know the difference. Ma ze uvchen? Uvchen is like, and in properness, kmo bekenut.
Ma?
Uvchen ishtabach shimcha. Uvchen ze kmo vegam. Ken? Anachnu omrim kach vekach. Uvchen, az imken, kach vekach. It's a very hard, you could either say vegam or imken. Or milashon kenut, ve'kach, nachon, ve'kach. Aval ze mila shelotz lechaora lo tzarich lomar itze. Why are we adding this word uvchen? Ki ze mazkir lanu ma she'Esther haMalka amra uvchen avo el haMelech. When we come to the Melech, You don't just start praying. You have to prepare. Maze uvchen, the preparation is hinted in the word uvchen. When you're prepared, when you put on nice clothing, you're prepared. Uvchen. Achshav ani mukhan. Ze uvchen. Avo el ha-melech. Rak acharei she-adam mukhan. Hikon nikrat elokecha Yisrael. Rak only after a person is mukhan can he come to the king. Uvchen avo el ha-melech. Lefi shehu ata yom hadin. Ve'anu ba'im lifnei melech malchei ha-melechim. Ha-kadosh baruch hu. So remember how important this word uvchen. I heard once from a big tzaddik that when we say uvchen on Rosh Hashanah, we should stop for a little bit and to think, I'm standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the word uvchen. And now he's going to say also al pi Kabbalah, the word bechen, bet, kafnun, ole, ein bet, is begematria 72. 72 is a very holy number by us. It's a remez l'shem shel ein bet. It's a hint to the name of 72. Which name is the 72? Yud ke vav ke milui be milui yudin. So if you say yud vav dalid, he yud, vav yud vav, he yud, akol beyachad, all that together is ein bet, the 72. And by the way, that's the highest name from Av Sagma Ben. That's the highest one. That's the most holy one. It's keneged olam ha'atzilut. So therefore, bechen ole ein bet remez l'shem shel ein bet. That's number one. V'shem shel daled mitgalgel betzirufo ein bet. What's mitgalgel betzirufo? Mitgalgel betzirufo means you take Hashem's name, yud kev vav kev, right? Yud. Then you add it by yud and he. So yud ze 10 plus yud and he. That's 10 plus 15 ze 25. Then you add yud kev vav. So you take the 25. You add 21. Yud kev vav is 21. How much is 25? Plus 21, 46, right? And then Yud Ke Vav Ke, 46 plus 26, that's 72. Wow. Mitgalgel betzirufo. Maze mitgalgel? It means when you take a word and you split each letter, take the first letter, and then you take the first and the second. And then you take the first, second, and third, and then take the first, second, third, and fourth. And add it all together. So as yud ve'od yud ke ve'od yud ke vav ve'od yud ke vav he vav ke is 72. Right. Sometimes you'll find that the sfarim will call it beribua. Sometimes they call it beribua. O beribua o mitgalgel. It means the same thing. So you see all these kinds of every word. We take the siddur, we say, oh, beautiful words. Every word has such deep meaning, either in the context, and also what is it hinting to in the Tanakh? What pasuk is it connected to? What energy is it taking from a pasuk in Tanakh?
אז
רואים שאובחן זה לשון הכנה, ורק אחרי הכנה נאותה אפשר... Right, that's by Yom Kippur in the Kedusha. So now you understand also אובחן. Yeah, we say אובחן many times. And the Bet Yosef brings it down. As you see, what I just told you in the Bet Yosef, ובכן עולה עין בית ושם של ד' מתגלגל בצירופו פירוש כשתכתוב י' י' ו' ד' ה' ה' א' ו' ו' א' ו' ה' ה' א'. So now he gives you a different pirush first, before the pirush that I told you, which he's also going to say, but he gives a different pirush how you get yud ke vav ke of ayin bet is if you spell out the yud vav dalet he aleph vav aleph he aleph, that's bemilui alfin plus yud ke vav ke ole hakol ayin aleph ve'im Hashem atzmo ole ayin bet. So you have to do some work over there with that one. O bederech acher, or a different way, keshetichtov shem ben dalet beinyan ze. And this is what I told you, yud and the he yud and the vav and the he yud, that's bemilu yudin, ole ein bet. O, now this is begilgul, keshetichtov yud, and then yud ke, and then yud ke vav, and then yud ke vav ke, ole ein bet. This is good to know, it's brought many times in the Sfarim, many times, you know, in get lost a little bit. So this is very good to know. These are all different types of configurations of the name of Hashem, which each one has kavanot in itself. Each one has kavanot in itself, so it's very important. Okay, Rabotai. Mechila, you know that... No, it was good. It was an Hashgacha min Hashamayim. We heard good words of Chizuk.